From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 30 million Americans are flying somewhere for Thanksgiving, and more people are buying travel insurance for those flights. Marketplace's Erica Barris takes a look at why.
If you buy a ticket from an airline site or Expedia or Travelocity, right before you check out, a question comes up. Do you want to protect your purchase? Brett Snyder with airline industry blog Cranky Flyer says there's a reason you're seeing that question more than ever.
These travel insurance policies can be quite lucrative for whoever sells them.
And more people are clicking yes, says Megan Moncrief with Square Mouth, a travel insurance comparison website.
Traveling is just riskier than it used to be. Delays are more common. We know of that. And then there's just so many storms.
Even so, Charlie Leoka with consumer advocacy group Travelers United says do your research before you drop anywhere from nearly $20 to close to $100.
We see a lot of people just in a knee-jerk reaction buying travel insurance and not really looking at exactly what they're getting.
Leoka says your credit card may already cover the same things as a travel insurance policy. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.